Hello, this is Heidi, and I will be reading South Shore Senior News for Boomers and Beyond, the May 2024 issue. The cover issue has a story about Zumba Gold Instructor Has All the Right Moves by Marie Fricker. Jean Beale, 89, of Scituate, lifts her leg and kicks, spins around and shakes her booty as Zumba Gold instructor Justine Hoban changes the tune to a Latin beat for the next dance. Justine keeps everything new and exciting, says Beale, who takes Hoban's classes on Mondays and Wednesdays at the Scituate Senior Center. It really filled a need for me when they closed Mosley's in Dedham, where I'd gone ballroom dancing every week for years. But now we have Zumba, and it's a lot closer to home. Hoban, 66, who wears a gold-coined bedazzled hip scarf, similar to a belly dancer's, teaches Latin-based dance at the Marshfield, Scituate, Middleborough, and Hull Senior Centers. I have an extensive playlist of songs because I don't want my students to get bored, said Hoban. My one-hour class begins with a slow warm-up, builds up to a higher intensity, but never more than any senior is required to do, and then ends with a cool-down song. Recently, in her hometown of Marshfield, she instructed a motivated group of women. Most dressed in yoga pants with sneakers, some wearing the shiny Zumba clothes of their teacher. The students punched the air with green-tipped maracas, toning sticks, and danced to the lyrics of What I Like About You. Hoban, a certified Zumba and toning instructor, has developed a large following of seniors since she started her classes 7 years ago. This is a hobby for me, and I don't raise my fees, said the mother of three adult daughters and grandmother of four. My classes are just $5, and they're how I socialize. She leads her Marshfield group with exuberant shout-outs and explicit instructions. Heel, toe, on the count of two, she says, smiling and moving across the gleaming floor of the dance studio. Arms up. Breathe deep breath, exhale, shake it out, and bring it home. One participant, Josephine Bonafini, 75 of Marshfield, is sitting out this session on a bench in the back of the room. Hoban smiles and waves as Bonafini follows her classmates' movements with her arms and feet while singing the strains of I Want to Be Put on My Boogie Shoes. She injured her leg recently, but was eager to participate in a modified version of her workout. I wouldn't miss Justine's class for anything, said Bonafini. Even when it's raining, I feel like dancing. Terry Zicardi, 79, of Scituate, recently attended Zumba session in Marshfield. I follow Justine whenever she goes. She said, it brings me a lot of joy. But more importantly, I had a heart condition, cardiomyopathy, for 25 years, and my doctor recently told me it's gone. He said, your heart is functioning normally. Don't stop exercising. Linda Hayes Kelly, director of the Scituate Senior Center, has been integral in planning the programs and activities of the three-year-old Council on Aging facility, which recently earned its national accreditation. She also teaches Tai Chi at the center. Justine's students love her, and with good reason, says Hayes Kelly. It is not just about the dance and toning exercises she provides, but also about the community she creates in her classes. We are fortunate to have her. Roberta Engler, 73, a former dance school owner in Marshfield, joined Hoban's Zumba class after her retirement looking for something to do, but it soon became a passion. I love the Latin American music, said Engler. And if you're dancing to music you love, you want to keep coming back. That's what I do. Some of the seniors who exercise with Zumba Gold on a regular basis report having been able to cut down or entirely eliminate heart or blood pressure medications. Most attest to having increased energy and more of a zest for life. Hoban enjoys the fun and camaraderie of her Zumba instruction, but she is serious about the health benefits of her program. It's up to you how much you want to put into it, she tells her students. The exercises and toning strengthen your cardio and your muscles, but my motto for all of my classes is, no move is a wrong move, just move. The next article. Seven of the most frequently asked questions about home health answered. By Maria Burke, RN, owner of Celtic Angels Home Health Care. Making decisions about your future or that of a senior loved one is often daunting. All the what-ifs keep you up at night, and it's hard to know what's best. Most people would prefer to age in place, but how do you know whether that's right for you or for your senior loved one? Here are seven of the most frequently asked questions about home health answered. 1. Is in-home health care safe? Naturally, one of the first questions many people have is whether in-home health care is safe. Fortunately, the answer is yes. Care partners from reputable agencies like Celtic Angels are fully trained, certified, and thoroughly screened. 2. Will I, my senior loved one, receive quality care? Absolutely. Home health care partners are skilled in their job, so you can trust that you, your senior, about in-home health care is family members are able to monitor the type of care their senior loved one receives much more closely than if their loved one was in an assisted living or a nursing home. 3. Would my senior loved one be better off in a nursing home? Most seniors prefer to age in place rather than in a nursing home, and families should feel confident knowing that's an excellent choice. In fact, a recent study found that in-home health care offers a variety of benefits to seniors and their families, and that many seniors in nursing homes don't have a medical need to be there. Plus, in-home health care keeps your senior loved one from being exposed to the risks of communal living, which were sadly highlighted during the COVID-19 pandemic. 4. Is home health expensive? In-home health can be more affordable than you realize. Indeed, the same study mentioned above found that on average, in-home health care cost approximately $25,000 less per year than nursing home care. 5. What services are available through home health? A multitude of services are available through in-home health care. For example, at Celtic Angels, we offer everything from homemaking services to skilled nursing. You can read more about the many services we provide at www.celticangelsinc.com. 6. Can I choose my care partner? Of course. It's imperative that you and your senior loved one feel comfortable with your care partner. That's why Celtic Angels always schedules a no-cost, no-obligation initial meeting in your home during which you have the opportunity to discuss a custom-tailored care program for you or your loved one. 7. How do I know which home health agency to choose? Choosing the right in-home health care agency is an important decision. We recommend checking to see whether the agency is fully bonded, licensed, and insured. You should also ask about what certifications and training their CNAs and HHAs have and how they conduct background checks for care partners. It's always a good idea to ask for references as well. Would you like to learn more about home health or set up a meeting to see if Celtic Angels is the right fit for you or your senior loved one? Contact us today to begin by visiting www.CelticAngelsInc.com. Celtic Angels Home Healthcare is a privately owned home healthcare agency that was founded by Maria Burke, a registered nurse who has worked in the home healthcare field for a majority of her career. Celtic Angels Home Healthcare specializes in providing the highest level of personalized home healthcare services for seniors and those requiring in-home support. Our team is dedicated to providing the customized program that will enable clients to reach their maximum level of health, comfort, and function while remaining in their homes or residences. The organization's driving philosophy is to offer care that has been tailored to each client's unique situation and to maintain a progressive and insightful approach in order to meet the health needs of their patients. For more information about our services, please visit www.CelticAngelsInc.com or call 781-331-0062. Next article, Retirement Dreams or Nightmares? Oh, baby, is it tempting to relocate near your new grandbaby? But is it the net right move? By Steve V. Dubin. Now I finally know the magnetic pull of a distant grandchild. Our first grandbaby, just born in early April, lives in Los Angeles, about as far away from the South Shore as you can get. I'd love to hold the little guy every day, spend an entire day each week taking him on the baby and me adventures. My wife and I discussed the option of relocating to L.A. Stands for Land of Auto Traffic. Cooler heads may have prevailed. Relocating in retirement is a significant life decision that many people consider for various reasons. Here are some of the key aspects to consider. First, the cost of living. One of the primary reasons people relocate in retirement is to lower their cost of living. Moving to an area with a lower cost of housing, taxes, and everyday expenses can stretch retirement savings further. LA is not a panacea here. Two, climate and lifestyle. Many retirees choose to relocate to areas with a more desirable climate or lifestyle. This might mean moving to a warmer climate, closer to the beach, or to a location with an abundant outdoor recreational activities. Again, LA does have some great weather, but it also is the land of atrocious architecture and constant construction. Three, healthcare. Access to quality healthcare becomes increasingly important in retirement. Some retirees choose to move closer to medical facilities or to areas known for their excellent healthcare services. Nothing beats Boston, even if my wife and I are planning for immortality. Four, proximity to family. For some retirees, being close to family is a priority. They may choose to relocate to be near children, grandchildren, or other relatives. A move would put us closer to our new grandchild and our oldest son and daughter-in-law. On the other hand, we'd be abandoning our two adult children who live in the Boston area. 5. Social network. Retirees often consider the social aspects of a new location. Moving to a community with a strong network of peers and opportunities for social engagement can enhance quality of life. As much as I loved summer camp, I'm not sure we need a community with amenities or activities. We are pretty active and tend to meet new friends on our own accord. 6. Housing options. Downsizing or moving to a more age-appropriate housing arrangement is common in retirement. This might involve relocating to a smaller home, a retirement community, or an assisted living facility. There are many positives to these options, but we have already downsized and have a cozy 900-square-foot condo. 7. Taxes and financial considerations. Different states and countries have varying tax laws that can significantly impact retirees' finances. It's essential to consider the tax implications of relocating, including income tax, property tax, and estate tax. All you need to know about LA taxes is that gas per gallon hovers around $6. Most of that cost is taxes. 8. Legal and administrative factors. Moving to a new location often involves navigating legal and administrative processes, such as selling or buying property, updating legal documents, and transferring licenses and registrations. This is just a general hassle, a part of life. 9. Emotional adjustment. Relocating in retirement can be emotionally challenging, especially if it involves leaving behind familiar surroundings, friends, and routines. It's essential to prepare for the emotional adjustment and actively seek out opportunities to build new connections and activities in the new location. It's always exciting to discover a new area, but living in downtown Plymouth feels like a comfortable old shoe. 10. Long-term planning. When relocating in retirement, it's essential to consider long-term factors such as accessibility, mobility, and healthcare needs. Choosing a location that can support changing needs as you age can help ensure a smooth transition and a fulfilling retirement lifestyle. That is a pretty big ball of wax. You have to be very committed to take the leap. Overall, relocating in retirement requires careful consideration of various factors, including financial, social, emotional, and logistical aspects. It's essential to weigh the pros and cons carefully and plan thoughtfully to make the transition as smooth and enjoyable as possible. I think we'll stick to occasional visits and lots of Zoom calls. If you know of a senior who's doing something interesting with their retirement, I look forward to hearing from you. Please email me at sdublin@prworkzone.com. Home equity wealth management. Home equity conversion mortgages. How home equity surge may help you. Record home prices may provide advantages to senior homeowners who don't want to sell. By George A. Downey. The post-pandemic historic spike in home prices, a boon to sellers, a challenge to buyers, and a potential blessing to homeowners that want to age in place. Why it matters? A common fear among aging Americans is running out of money in retirement. Frozen home equity could be a solution, but few understand how. Short of selling or refinancing with added mortgage payments, most are unaware of the advantages of a reverse mortgage might provide. Reverse mortgages unlock equity without monthly payments. The national average of home equity continues to increase year over year. While the future of home prices may be uncertain, a reverse mortgage may enable eligible homeowners age 62 and older the ability to take advantage of these conditions and possibly lock in the current value by converting a portion to cash and or a credit line. When to consider a reverse mortgage? Simple answer. When property values are high, the terms are a good fit for an individual needs. The leading program is the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Federal Housing Administration Insured Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, HECM, reverse mortgage. HECM advantages are supported by federal insurance and determined by a formula that includes one owner's age, must be 62 or older, current market value, and current interest rates. Most importantly, the loan terms and amounts are established at closing and remain unaffected by any future economic, financial market, or real estate value declines. Who should consider a reverse mortgage and why? Every aging homeowner should consult a certified reverse mortgage professional to learn about the potential and determine if one might be a good fit for their needs and circumstances. They are not suitable for everyone. However, if the fit is right, a reverse mortgage can be a remarkable resource that can potentially increase and extend financial security. If it appears to work for you, understand why. If not, why not? Potentially no monthly payment obligations. Voluntary payments are permitted but not required. Credit line growth. The undrawn balance of the credit line grows, compounding monthly, at the same rate charged on funds borrowed, providing more funds for future needs. No maturity date. Repayment not required until no borrower resides in the property. Non-recourse loan. No personal liability for borrowers or heirs. Borrower obligations to keep loan in good standing are limited to keeping real estate taxes, homeowners insurance, and property charges current, providing basic home maintenance, continuing occupancy as primary residence. Eligibility requirements apply. HECM counseling is required. Subject to credit and income approval, you must occupy the residence as your primary home. You must continue to pay for property taxes, insurance payments, homeowners association fee, home maintenance costs, and other fees as required. You must have significant cash available for the down payment. The balance of the loan grows over time and the interest is charged on the balance. The loan becomes payable when the last borrower on eligible non-borrowing spouse passes away, sells the home, permanently moves out, defaults on taxes, insurance, and maintenance, or otherwise does not comply with the loan terms. The next article is under Senior Fitness. How Much Protein is Needed to Repair and Rebuild Muscle by Rita LaRosa Loud, B.S. First, consider some basic facts regarding the function protein fulfills within the human body. Among other physiological functions, the principal role of dietary protein from a nutrition standpoint is to build and repair lean tissue, muscle cells. Likewise, protein produces energy for muscle contractions when cellular forms of energy, like fats and carbohydrates, are not readily available. Additionally, protein is comprised of amino acids, which are considered the building blocks of protein. Research suggests eating a high-protein meal, lean meats, fish, eggs, chicken, milk, or consuming plant-based protein shakes, soy, whey, casein, pea, prior, during, or post-workout increases muscle protein production. Notably, when performing strength training, exercises to temporary muscular fatigue where you no longer can perform another repetition in proper form, or muscle failure where you cannot finish a repetition, damage occurs to the muscle fibers of protein, muscle breakdown. This moderate to high intensity training requires protein to repair the damaged tissues caused by the exercise and facilitates muscle growth. Dietary guidelines, recommended daily protein intake. The average adult recommended daily allowance, RDA, is 0.8 grams protein per kilogram of body weight, or 0.4 grams slash protein per pound of body weight. As per Dr. Wayne Campbell, a leading nutrition researcher, individuals older than 50 who consume the RDA will lose muscle mass even if they strength train on a habitual basis. Campbell's research revealed older adults who strength train require 25% more protein than the RDA to retain muscle mass and 50% more than the RDA to increase muscle mass. Seniors attempting to build muscle require at least 1.2 grams slash protein per kilogram of body weight, which is about 0.6 grams slash protein per pound of body weight. Simply put, older adults benefit from consuming 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal to maximize protein synthesis and the effects of resistance training. Westcott studies. Adequate amounts of protein must be consumed to support the body and stimulate muscle growth during and after a strength workout. In our protein and body composition study, older adult subjects were placed into two groups. One group did strength training and endurance exercise only. The other group did the same workout but drank a high protein shake, 24 grams protein fortified by the amino acid L-leucine, after finishing their exercise session 2 to 3 days a week for 23 weeks. Notably, the protein shake group added 41% more muscle and lost 82% more fat than the exercise-only group. In another Westcott study, adults consuming a protein shake at the end of their strength session had greater increases in both muscle and bone compared to those who did not drink the shake. Participants in other studies with similar results to ours were also provided roughly 25 grams/protein after completing their workout. Because strength exercisers 50 to 80 years of age do not assimilate protein as easily as younger adults and require greater protein intake, it is recommended they consume 50 to 70% more than the minimum levels of the RDA guidelines. To repair and rebuild muscle, consider Quincy College's Wayne Westcott, PhD Center for Health and Fitness, President's Place, 1250 Hancock Street. Call 617-405-5978 to try a class. Street parking and parking garage are available. Spring into wellness. Embrace the season of renewal with CBD. By Lynn Hart, wellness expert, and Summit, your CBD store, Braintree, store owner. Much like the changing of seasons from winter to spring, CBD can support the body's natural processes of balance and renewal. This compound interacts with the largest system of receptors in our bodies, the endocannabinoid system, which works to bring us back to a state of mental and physical homeostasis. Through this process, CBD can transform daily health and wellness challenges, whether it's coping with the pain, battling persistent sleep problems, managing feelings of anxiousness, or facing more severe health issues. Having worked as a Braintree wellness expert and CBD small business owner for the past 5 years, I've had the privilege of assisting thousands of community members in regaining their quality of life with a CBD routine. One of my favorite memories is watching one of my regular customers walk into my store for the first time without a cane. CBD is not a fix-all, yet it can certainly help you transcend everyday obstacles while you're breathing comfort, confidence, and ease into your life. This spring, embrace a new chapter of renewal and take the first step on your wellness journey with our all-natural, third-party tested CBD products. Better sleep, relief, immune support, and mental well-being are just a few of the incredible benefits you can look forward to, all offered through our line of premium formulas. Longer days, better sleep. The hustle and bustle of the long spring days often pushes our sleep routines to the back burner. You can get your Z's back on track with SunMed's sleep supplements, clinically proven to improve sleep quality, reduce fatigue, and reduce anxiety when taken every night for 60 days. Relief on the go. Joint discomfort from the lingering cold, soreness from outdoor exercise, and everyday aches and tension can be relieved with SunMed's award-winning CBD cream. You'll feel the soothing effects in minutes, helping you move through days and keep doing what you love most. Sunny skies on a cloudy day. It's not easy to shake off the lingering blues from the cold winter months. Our CBD formulas can help you find a bright outlook in the face of daily challenges, letting you stay calm, present, and resilient to life's biggest stressors. To learn more about how CBD works and can change your life, stop by our storefront for a 20% off with your first purchase. It's my gift to you for supporting local and embracing the spirit of the transformation this spring. Together, let's build a plan to truly enhance your golden years and help you achieve the comfort you deserve. More than anything, we hope you know it's possible to feel well again. Here's to modern wellness and taking the first step toward a happier, healthier you. We can't wait to meet you. Lynn Hart, wellness expert, and SunMed, your CBD store owner, can be reached at 381 Washington Street, Braintree, 781-228-6179. Dental Visits After Knee and Hip Replacements by Dr. Richard Wolfert, DMD, The Tooth Boss, www.toothboss.com. If you've had a knee or hip replacement surgery, the risk of getting a bacterial infection in the newly placed joint has historically been a big concern, especially when dental treatment is initiated after the surgery is complete. That's why orthopedic surgeons have typically prescribed antibiotics before any dental treatments until recently. Why the concern? The fear surgeons have had is the bacteria from your mouth that gets into your bloodstream during a visit to the dentist can cause a condition called prosthetic joint infection, PJI. These infections can be serious. In some cases, it can require more surgery and long-term antibiotics and/or replacement of the new joint. And after undergoing a knee or hip replacement, more surgery is about the last thing you want. Hence, doctors have historically played it safe and prescribed antibiotics before dental visits for those patients. The new guidelines. The American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, AAOS, and the American Dental Association, ADA, now say most patients don't need antibiotics before dental procedures. This change reflects a better understanding of the risks and benefits of using antibiotics. Why the change? There are several reasons that led to this shift in thinking. First, risk check. There is no evidence to support an association between dental procedures and risk of experiencing prosthetic joint infection. Most PJI cases are for reasons not even related to dental visits. For a majority of patients, antibiotic prophylaxis is not recommended for invasive dental procedures. 2. Antibiotic resistance. Antibiotics are overprescribed in dentistry, leading to increasing challenges and bacterial resistance. That's a big problem. So cutting back on antibiotics when not really needed helps fight this issue. 3. Dentists may still want to defer to the orthopedic surgeon. In making the final decision, surgeons will look at PJI infection risk on a case-by-case basis and focus on each patient's individual risk factors for PJI, things like past infections, a weakened immune system, and a history of diabetes can point to the need for antibiotic coverage for a patient needing dental treatment, and therefore the surgeon should be the one writing the prescription if it is needed. What to do as well. The following steps can also minimize your infection risk. Keep your mouth healthy. All the things you should be doing anyway, regular brushing, flossing, and dental checkups help keep your mouth in good shape and reduce bacteria. Talk to your doctors. Keep both your orthopedic surgeon and dentist up to date about your medical history. Ideally, both doctors can decide together if you need antibiotics based on your individual situation. Be self-aware. Signs of infection can include increased pain, swelling, or fever. If you've experienced any of these symptoms after your dental appointment, reach out to your physician ASAP. Conclusion: despite routine lifelong pre-medication recommendations by orthopedic surgeons, scientific evidence to support this is lacking. Clinicians are urged to reduce antibiotic use because of challenges posed by antibiotic-resistant superbugs. The key is starting and maintaining an open dialogue between you and your healthcare team to ensure the best outcomes for your mouth and your prosthetic joints, wherever they may be. About the author, Dr. Richard Wolfart, DMD, is the owner of The Tooth Boss, 1121 Main Street, South Weymouth. For more information, call 781-335-0604 or visit www.toothboss.com. Resources to Remember provides seniors with access to the answers about the best care options by Dolores LaRosso. Resources to Remember, a cooperative of independently operated local professionals representing a specific discipline within the senior care community, was born 14 years ago to provide professional guidance to seniors and their families as they navigate to chart the best individualized course for elder care. Harrison Stebbins, MC for the Ask the Experts event held by Faring Way in South Weymouth, said, "Our goal has always been to get to know and learn from each other so we can better understand our industry as a whole and provide local, trusted referrals to our clients." Wendy Wichorowski, founding member of Resources to Remember, along with Stebbins of Amazing Grace Private Home Care and Ellen Connors of Shamrock CMG Mortgage Services, said the light bulb went off for them when they were at a conference and realized many family caregivers were in crisis mode, trying to identify next steps in caring for their aging loved one. "You must be invited to become a member of Resources to Remember. We need to personally know and trust the service provider," said Wichorowski, highlighting that the group has more than 300 years of combined experience. Members of Resources to Remember understand seniors have many questions, but are often nervous to ask them for fear of being, at best, bombarded by salespeople giving them the hard sale or, at worst, being taken advantage of. The idea behind Ask the Experts is to provide a space where seniors can ask local professionals questions about everything from estate planning to end-of-life services in a safe, informal, and non-sales environment. Members said the goal of the group is to educate and inform seniors about the benefits and services available to them rather than promote their individual businesses. The group of invited professionals recognizes every person's journey through the aging process is unique to them, but they introduce services in the order a senior may traditionally need them. For most seniors, The first thing they should do in preparing for life after retirement is get their affairs in order by making sure their estate is protected and their wishes are clear by implementing forms such as a healthcare proxy, power of attorney, and medical orders for life-sustaining treatment. A healthy lifestyle, understanding your medications, as well as overall health services and installing any medical and home safety equipment you may need to live comfortably at home are key components of self-care for the aging. Personal accounting and geriatric care management are areas where seniors seek services ranging from assistance, managing finances and balancing their checkbook to coordinating doctor appointments and general health services. Adult day health services may benefit a senior and their loved one if they cannot be left home alone while the primary caregiver is at work. To provide a break or to offer them some additional stimulation and socialization during the day. However, home care services can offer seniors a little extra help with activities of daily living so they can stay home safely. Surveys have identified one of the biggest concerns for seniors when it comes to getting the care they need is how can they afford to pay for these services without selling their home. This is where the professional expertise of mortgage specialists can bring peace of mind. Seniors are at a higher risk of injury from falls, and it's likely they will at some point experience a hospitalization or need rehabilitation. In the event that the hospitalization, a senior may require the services of a rehabilitation hospital and upon departure may need the services of a visiting nurse for physical therapy, occupational therapy, or speech therapy. An elder care advisor can provide guidance when it is time to start thinking about options outside the family home, such as an independent living or a memory care facility that offer a community that can provide extra help focused on a senior's individual needs. Once you have found the community that is perfect for you, it is time to find a trusted real estate broker to sell your home and a move manager who can help prepare for the move because they understand it is not just moving stuff, but sorting through and packing a lifetime of memories. Kim Chan, coordinator of Asian Outreach at Braintree Elder Affairs and resident at Faring Way, said, "It is a big transition leaving your house after 40 years. Seniors need to find the right fit for their next move. There is not one perfect place, but as long as it works for you, it is perfect." Finally, when seniors are most vulnerable and nearing end of life, they may seek out hospice and palliative care to assist them in assessing many services as possible to keep them out of the hospital and stay comfortable at home. Upcoming Resources to Remember events are scheduled to be held at the Whipple Center in Weymouth on Tuesday, May 14th, and at the Scituate Council on Aging on Friday, June 7th. Visit Resource Store member.com for more details about these events and all services offered. Who inherits property when someone dies without a will? By Alexis Levitt, Esquire. When a person passes away without a will, a trust, or designated beneficiaries, the assets of the person who has died or the decedent are distributed according to what is called intestate succession. In this situation, who gets what follows strict guidelines established by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. These guidelines can lead to unexpected consequences, even in relatively common scenarios. Let's look at a few examples. If a person was married without children, the surviving spouse does not necessarily receive all estate assets when the decedent still has living parents. In such a situation, the spouse would receive the first $200,000 plus 3/4 of the remaining assets. The remainder would go to the decedent's parents. If a person was married with children, the surviving spouse would receive all assets as long as the children were from that particular marriage. However, if the decedent's children are from a different marriage, both the surviving spouse and the decedent's children would receive assets. What about a decedent who was not married? If he or she has surviving children, each child would receive an equal share of the assets. If there were no living descendants, assets would go to the decedent's parents. If there are no surviving parents, the assets would go to the decedent's siblings. Intestate succession can become considerably more complicated in other scenarios with commensurately unexpected and perhaps undesired results. The bottom line is that without proper planning, you have no control over what happens to your assets after you pass away, nor will you have control over who serves as your personal representative to settle the estate. Given the importance of this role, it is possible that some members of your family will be unhappy with the Commonwealth's choice of personal representative. This can lead to family infighting and expensive litigation. If you are not pleased with the outcomes of the examples above, it is imperative that you undertake proper planning. About the author, Alexis Levitt practices elder law, special needs planning, estate planning, and veterans benefits. She sits on the board of the Massachusetts chapter of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys and represents it on the Massachusetts Coalition for Serious Illness Care. Alexis also sat on the board of the Norwell Council on Aging. Her office is in Norwell. You can reach her at 781-740-7269 or visit her website and blog for more information at www.alexislevitt.com. Back to Basics, Money-Saving Ideas for Prescriptions by Patricia Prewitt, My Personal Rx Advisor. It takes work to find ways to save money for prescriptions needed on a regular basis. Everyone has a different insurance plan, and Medicare Part D plans can be more challenging than standard commercial plans sponsored by an employer or a group. Here are 6 quick tips that may help you. Brand name medications. Take time to check the official brand website to see if there is a savings card or program. If you have a program, simply register for the offer to be sent to your email. Take the card with its special code numbers with you to the pharmacy. Ask that the card be added to your prescription on file. Even if there is not an offer, you may learn some facts about the therapy to help you better manage your disease, side effects, or other useful tips. Internet search. Ask Google to find the price of a medication in your zip code by typing, "Who has the best price for blank drug name in blank your town zip code?" This is unlikely to bring up much useful information, but it will show you sponsored advertising for the medication that works for your zip code. It may shorten the time you spend conducting a search. Always compare the internet price to what you are currently paying. Be sure to note if the price is for 30 days or 90 days of therapy to logically compare the pricing. Pay cash. Using a pharmacy savings card like from GoodRx, Single Care, or other local card may save money when compared to using your prescription insurance plan. Prices vary between savings cards and by zip code, so this can take some time to research. These cards work like a regular coupon and are not processed through your prescription insurance plan, yet they may offer substantial savings. Simply type the exact medication, dose, and quantity to find the prices with the cards in your area. Prescription assistance. Some companies may offer programs for patients who cannot afford certain medications and who meet certain income criteria. NeedyMeds.org, a 501c3 charity, is a good place to start to find links to available programs. Is there a generic? Once patients expire for brand name medications, generic alternatives come to market pretty quickly. Check to see if there is now a generic version of the medication with the same active ingredients. Difference from the brand may be the dosing schedule form or inactive ingredients. Check with your healthcare provider to make sure the generic is okay to take before making a change. A new direct-to-consumer option, CostPlusDrugs.com, is a great place to check for generic medications. The website is easy to use, but will require time to set up an account and obtain a new prescription. Number six, medication review. Check to be sure all prescriptions are still needed. Have you lost weight, stopped smoking, or begun an exercise regime that has improved your health? Perhaps medication is no longer needed. Of course, check with your provider before stopping any medication. If prescriptions are filled by mail order, call right away to discontinue the order. Once mailed, the order cannot be returned for credit. Content provided is for education purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from a qualified medical professional. The opinions expressed within are those of the author. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you for listening.